it's that time of year again, Buffalo Bills fans. It was time for the 3 days that Buffalo goes on to pick the future stars of its team. Although this year I kind of wonder if Mel Kiper might have been smoking something or what others may be thinking. Of course, it could be true in later years. The thing is, Kiper rated this year's draft class for the Bills the worst in the NFL. He only gave it a C-. Of course, there are a couple of head-scratchers that the Bills did this year. But, I mean, let's take a look at it, shall we? But the thing is, Buffalo, I kind of wonder if they're becoming Tallahassee North. 3 of their 6 draft picks were from Florida State. Plus, Buffalo already has 3 Florida State players on the roster, i.e. E.J. Manuel and the couple of the other players, Preston Brown. You gotta wonder, are the Seminoles wanting to come north to Buffalo? Of course, Florida players sometimes don't mix up here with the Buffalo winners. But of course, a Miami player was a pretty decent player for the Bills for a while, i.e. Roscoe Parrish. But let's take a look, shall we? Buffalo waited until the second round for their first pick. The thing is, because he already was gone, Ali Marpet, who Buffalo was looking at, became the highest drafted player ever from a Division III school. The kid from Hobart was picked by Tampa Bay to go along with their number one overall pick, Jameis Winston. Of course, you gotta wonder, do you think Winston's gonna give Marpet some crab legs? We'll see now, won't we? They waited till the second round, and they had a big thunderous applause when Jim Kelly came on to announce Buffalo's first draft pick for this year's draft. Heck, it's pretty good to see that Kelly's getting along. And you know, my prayers and all prayers of Bills Nation are for Kelly. Keep getting stronger, Jim. Get well. And their first pick turned out to be from Florida State, defensive back Donald Darby. Thing is, Buffalo, I mean, it might have been a position of depth. Buffalo really didn't need to make a defensive back for their first pick. But I can see their reasoning. Denoris Searcy, who had emerged as a pretty good star last year, was lost via free agency to Tennessee. Aaron Williams was starting to step up to be a solid defensive back. But I could see them making this pick with Darby. And the thing is, I kind of wonder, he's another one who's got the dreadlocked hair. Are Buffalo going for a fashion statement? Heck, Sammy Watkins already has dreadlocked hair. Maybe Darby could add to this little fashion statement that the Bills want to make. But I digress. If I were the coach, I'd make them cut their hair. Because personally, I think dreadlocked hair is a little, Of course, I'm not Rex Ryan, but Darby could provide some much-needed depth for the Bills. Let's see what happens. Their second pick was one that definitely was of need. Buffalo's offensive line last year was pathetic. They couldn't open holes for the running game, and C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson suffered. And of course, Kyle Orton and E.J. Manuel became tackling dummies out there. So getting John Miller of Louisville was definitely one of need. Even though Buffalo signed that mean cuss, Richie Incognito, you gotta wonder whether Incognito's year of rust out of the NFL might affect him. This was a solid pick by the Bills. Miller was a solid offensive guard for the Cardinals. We'll see what happens. And for their next pick, this was one of those head-scratchers. Just like I'm doing right now, the second pick to come from Tallahassee, Carlos Williams. Thing is, he's still pretty raw as a running back. He started as a defensive back when he came to the Seminoles. But the thing is, LeSean McCoy came via a trade, plus we still got Jackson. Although I know he's 34 years old, plus we got added depth with Booby Dixon and Bryce Brown. You gotta wonder, Why? Is there enough room on a running back for running backs for them to say, I'm ready for your ass? Of course, maybe he could help on special teams, but I gotta wonder about why they wanted to pick a running back when they were already loaded on the roster with running backs. Well, maybe Rex Ryan knows what he's doing, but he's still raw. Maybe he just needs some seasoning. Get a little pepper. Achoo! Not that much seasoning. Oh well, I digress. And the next one. This is gonna cause a little confusion with the auto racing fans around here. It's linebacker Tony Stewart from Clemson. And let me reiterate that last name again. It's Stewart. Duh. Not Stewart. No, Smoke didn't jump from auto racing into playing football. And of course, everybody around here knows Stewart from what happened last year at Canandaigua. Right now this year, the one who's Tony Stewart, Smoke, is having a miserable year so far racing. You gotta wonder if his confidence is shaken. But I'm gonna get off this tangent and get back to talking about Stewart. He's a Clemson product, and he's coming to be with his former teammate Sammy Watkins. And of course, with Kiko Alonso going to Eagles via the trade that brought LeSean McCoy to the Bills, Stewart maybe is gonna be some much needed depth at linebacker for the Bills. Kiko Alonso was a beast in his rookie year. And last year we lost him to injury. And with the Preston Gump coming along and others emerging, maybe Alonso was somewhat expendable. But I digress. I kind of wonder if Stewart is going to fit the bill. The next pick was the third pick from Florida State to come to the Bills. Buffalo does need tight end depth, but they decide to go with one who is pretty good at Florida State. But you gotta wonder whether he's ready for the Bills, because he doesn't have an NFL build. He doesn't really have breakaway speed. Nick O'Leary, the tight end, is who Buffalo selected with their other sixth round pick. But I kinda wonder, is he gonna be enough? Could they have gone to get Max Williams? Could they have, of course, they got Clay there via free agency from the Dolphins. But I digress. Tight end, you gotta kinda wonder. Buffalo, was starting to wonder, how come they didn't pick a quarterback? Well, I'll get to it after this last one. Their seventh round pick, Desmond Lewis, a wide receiver out of Central Arkansas. Could it be that he was a beast when he played down there for the FCS Central Arkansas? Or could it be because Buffalo was fascinated with Central Arkansas's field? Hell, it's colored purple and gray, much like the blue of Boise State or the fire red of Eastern Washington. Anyway, Lewis, they say, is a pretty good prospect. Of course, he played at an FCS school, but sometimes those small college pines can be big ones. Of course, we already had good depth at wide receiver with Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins, and others. That could be another head-scratcher, or that could be a good pick. Well, those are the six players Buffalo picked. But you gotta kinda wonder, how come no quarterback? Although I know they didn't have a chance at getting Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston. They had chances to get Garrett Grayson, Bryce Petty, Brent Hundley, and others. Of course, Garrett Grayson is probably wondering, holy head-scratching picks, Batman! How come Buffalo didn't pick me? Or, even when they had Bryce Petty there around to talk to him, you gotta think maybe they were looking at the Baylor product, but Petty wasn't picked by the Bills. Could that be Petty larceny? Oh well, I digress. But just like I'm saying, I'm kinda wondering, Rick Hemingway, Colleen Anglem Hemingway, and any other Hemingways, and any other people who are fans of Florida State. Is Buffalo becoming Tallahassee North, or Florida State North. We'll see. If Rex Ryan was trying to make a statement, he sure made one with some questionable picks. Maybe they'll work out. Maybe they won't. But we'll see. It was an interesting draft. And to anyone in Tampa Bay, crab legs anyone? I'm Ken Haas, and that's my look at Buffalo Bills draft.